Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
And off and running on this Saturday evening here on The Fan. Hey there, welcome in. Gordon Damer with you, taking you up until 1 a.m. And in the words of the great Steven Tyler of Aerosmith, it's the same old song and dance, my friend. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number, and we have so much to talk about. Too much to talk about. But we'll squeeze it all in the course of these next 5 hours. Where to begin? Can we start with week five in the NFL? Please, can we start? How about the Giants-Saints game? Let's talk about that. Jets and Cowboys on Sunday. Big, big game. No, of course not. We have to begin with the game you just heard here on The Fan. The Blue Jays take game one of the American League Division Series. 10-1. Got away from us there a little late. 10-1 the final score, and we can talk about it at 888-808-1019. And look, it started bad, and it only got worse. And there were pivot points. In playoff baseball, there are pivot points in games. You know, you look at 10-1 being the final. Oh, my goodness. It was a complete blowout. No, it wasn't. It was not a complete blowout. And this game could have been completely different if a couple of those pivot points by the Yankees had actually been executed. Now, I will say this, and I will preface it by saying, for the Yankees, this game one, as bad a performance as it was, as ugly as it got in the end, and as probably as bad as you feel about things right now, this was not a must-win game for the Yankees. This was game one of a best-of-five series, and this was a must-win game for the Blue Jays. At home, game one, pitching advantage, probably the only time they'll have a pitch. I got it. Maybe I shouldn't say that out loud, because now Max Fried is going to get lit up in game two. But going in, this was the game that they clearly had a pitching advantage with Gausman going up against Luis Gil. And the fact that the Blue Jays have not had a whole lot of playoff success, as you heard on the game, this is their first playoff win of any game since 2016. Been swept a couple of times in the playoffs, so they had to win this game. And look at that, they did. From their side of things, mission accomplished. So while this was not a must-win for the Yankees today, with the way things transpired, it's hard not to feel like it could have gone much worse. So if you want to scream about things, certainly, 888-808-1019. And I'm sure over the course of these next 5 hours, we will take plenty of calls on Aaron Boone. Because this was a Yankee game and a game the Yankees lost, so there go. It means that Aaron Boone is the reason why they lost. That seems to be the reaction of many Yankee fans. And if you want to shout about Luke Weaver, you certainly can. 888-808-1019. If you want to yell about the bullpen, 888-808-1019. But the takeaway from this game, and I'm interested to see if other fans feel the same way. The reason why the Yankees lost this game, mainly, the number one culprit was the offense. It's the offense, stupid. The offense, again, came up small in big spots. Aaron Judge came up small in the biggest spot of the game. Sixth, and look, the game started out as poorly as it really could. Down 2-0 early on. Gausman's just mowing the Yankees. The third inning, the Yankees saw four pitches. But you're thinking to yourself, all right, Heel is gone after 2 2/3. But you're thinking to yourself, well, they got to score at some point. They got to get the offense going. And then finally, out of nowhere, in the sixth inning, the chance comes about. Volpe gets it started with a single. Austin Wells comes through with a base hit. Trent Grisham works out a walk. You could not draw up a scenario, even with things looking bad early on, with the Blue Jays grabbing the early lead on home runs by Vlad Guerrero and Alejandro Kirk. Yankees sitting there down 2-0. It's not so bad. This is doable. Just hold it right there. And you could not have drawn up a better scenario. What has been the narrative coming into this postseason, this October for the Yankees? This has to finally be the year that Aaron Judge comes through. And the Yankees got the win in the series against the Red Sox, and Judge wasn't bad. He didn't hit any home runs. He wasn't the focal point. But he did enough, and the Yankee offense did enough. But there were other stars in that series. But here's his opportunity to come through. Bases loaded. Nobody out. Down 2-0. A chance to not just tie the game or get on the board. A chance to break it open. A chance to finally put some pressure on Toronto. Again, this is a must-win game. It's not a must-win game for the Yankees. But if you win a game that's a must-win for the other team, all of a sudden, all the pressure in Game 2 is going to be on the Blue Jays. And Aaron Judge, again, cannot come through. Strikes out on clearly the worst pitch of that at-bat. A pitch that was ball 4. And certainly expanded his zone. You know, you see Judge during the regular, one of the things that made him so great, especially this year winning the battle title, didn't expand his zone. Didn't chase pitches. And that's exactly what he did there. And that's exactly what the Yankees did there. They get a bases-loaded walk to Cody Bellinger, and that's the only run they score in that spot. 2-1. So, okay, it's 2-1. You're only down a run. But watching with the rest of the way that game played out, that was the turning point in that game. So you can scream about Aaron Boone from now until the cows come home. And there are things to scream about. I'm not telling you you're wrong, necessarily. I wasn't crazy about him taking out Luis Gil after 2 2/3. But I didn't mind it in the aspect of, you know what, so often these games, Aaron Boone is late on the trigger. He's late on the switch. He waits for the game to get away before he makes the move. I would rather, and you have to be, proactive in these spots. If you see your pitcher doesn't have it, and you don't have a whole lot of faith in, to begin with, in him, well, by all means, get him out of the game and keep it 2-0. Yeah, but Gordon, the bullpen for the Yankees is not good, and then you're going to the bullpen. I understand that. But the idea in that spot is to not allow the game to get away from you, not allow 2-0 to become 3-0 or 4-0 or 5-0. Because with the way this Yankee offense generally has performed in October, 5-0, the game is over. You got to hold it right there. So I'm not saying that going to the bullpen has no downside. No, it does. But we're kind of in crisis mode at that point. If you see that Luis Gil is starting to get hit and he's going through the order a second time and he's already been hadn't had a clean inning so far. He only had 2 of them. How could he have a clean inning? You have to make a move. So I did not mind that move so much. Going to Luke Weaver in the 7th inning of a 2-1 game, to me, that one is far more questionable. Because Luke Weaver has not been good for a while now. And you allowed the game to get away from you in that spot. So I compliment you for going to the bullpen earlier on, because you got to keep the game right there. But that Luke Weaver decision, that pretty much put the final nail in the coffin. So there's lots of things to go over in this game, and certainly want to hear from you at 888-808-1019. But much like the first game against the Red Sox, the Yankees lost. You know, people were yelling and screaming about Boone taking out Max Fried, or yelling and screaming about Luke Weaver in that spot. And I'm not saying that those things aren't fair. But the main culprit, the main pivot point of that game, much like this game, the Yankee offense has not come through. And this is not an isolated incident. We have seen this time and time again with the Yankee offense in October. They shrink in the moment. That's why you felt so good, not just beating the Red Sox, but in a do-or-die game for Cam Schlittler to go out there and perform the way he did. That's been the opposite of how the Yankees generally perform in October against teams who are not the Guardians, Twins, or Royals. Or the A's. I think they beat the A's one time. You want to see your team rise to the occasion, to exceed the expectation. And that's what Cam Schlittler did in that final and decisive game against the Red Sox. But that is not what the Yankee offense did in this game today. So if this is a familiar story that we've talked about time and time again, and it will continue. It's not just a narrative. You know, sometimes these things and these storylines come about, and they're not really factual, right? They're not really based in reality that much. The one about Aaron Judge needing to perform in October is not one of that is true. He's already a great player. He's won MVPs. He might win another one this year. Who knows? But to be a great Yankee, you have to deliver in October when you're there every single year. And while it's only one at bat today, this has been the story of the Yankee postseason exits time and time again. They are not built. We can talk about all these different things, and they talked about it on the broadcast today. Well, you know, the Blue Jays do this, and the Blue Jays do that so much better. And it's been a talking point about the Yankees between the Blue Jays broadcasters. All they do is hit home runs, and they're not really a good team and all this type of stuff, which is not true. But we have seen countless times in October, the reason why the Yankees fail is that the offense that they built that carries them through the regular season does not perform in the biggest moments. And that was absolutely the case today. And that sixth inning is proof of it. That was the Yankees' last best chance to get broken through. If all of a sudden Judge comes up with a big base hit and drives in two there, or you know the rest of the lineup does their job for a change and drives in a couple of runs, and the Yankees not just tie the game but take the lead, then all the pressure points back to the Blue Jays. So if this were just an isolated incident, hey, you know what? It's baseball. The offense didn't come through on this day. But this is just a continuation of what we've seen of the Yankees in October. It's not that they don't have opportunities. They just don't cash in on them when they have the chance. And that's true of Judge today. And let's be honest, he's had some great moments in October as well. Not so much this year. Giancarlo Stanton just getting absolutely overpowered to end that inning in the sixth inning. And the Yankees' last best chance to steal a game one and put all the pressure on Toronto expired right in that moment. So, look, this was not a must-win game for the Yankees. You could look at it on an optimistic side. If I don't know that there's that many optimistic Yankee fans, but maybe we'll find some over the course of the next 5 hours. And you could say all they have to do is they got Max Fried going in game two. They got the pitching matchup. Going in game two, they got the advantage in game two. Just go out there and perform and then take it back to the Bronx. That's true. But game one was not a must-win for the Yankees. It was for the Blue Jays. Game two, kind of a must-win for the Yankees. Coming back down home 0-2, that confidence level is going to be about as low as the Yankees hitting with runners in scoring position. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number. 888-808-1019. Let's get some phone calls in. We'll start things off with Jeff is in Maplewood. Jeff, you're first up on the Fan.
I think you nailed it right on the head there. Tonight was not a must-win for the Yankees. They treated it that way. They wanted to see what they had in Luke Weaver. Obviously, that did not work out. They went to their B relievers. They saw Doval. They saw Hill get outs. Both very important, going to be important for the series. I had no problem with Boone, any decision he made tonight. He made his bed with Judge and Stan, and that's what they have to do, and they have to come through for him. So any Yankee fan that complains about Weaver being in the game or him going to the bullpen, those decisions worked out. We now know Weaver cannot be used the rest of the series, period, full stop. So what it comes down to is your big hitters have to perform. Schneider treated this like Game 7 of the World Series. He used all three of his A relievers for multiple innings. He used Jeff Hoffman in a 10-1 game. He knew this was a must-win game based on the Yankees' starters for the rest of the series. This is the only time we're going to see Luis Gil. This is the only time we're going to see Luke Weaver. This is the only time we're going to see extended Tim Hill. So the Yankees were just trying to steal lightning in a bottle here. It didn't work out. The sixth inning is everything. They could have stole game one and could have potentially swept this series. Now tomorrow's a must-win, but we knew that going in based on how the Red Sox series ended up. I'd like to hear your thoughts.
All right, Jeff. I mean, look, that's true. It's not today was not a must-win game, but you know, you're kind of saying two separate things. It was not like the Yankees were just, we don't need this game. Aaron Boone managed this game like he wanted to win this game. You know, when you put if you leave Luis Gil in there to eat up some innings and it gets away from you, that's like, oh, well, this is just, you know, it's game one. We don't have. There's not as much. No, they were managing this. You know, Boone was managing this just as intently as I think the Blue Jays were managing this game. Heel got hit for two solo home runs. Now, I think that if he had stayed in the game, he was going to continue to get hit. And certainly the second time through the order, I don't think he was going to do any better than he did the first time through the order. But Aaron Boone was managing this game like he wanted to steal this game as much as the Blue Jays needed this game. And I have to disagree. At this point, from what you've seen from Luke Weaver over the last month, I think that this is not, you know, sometimes you get into a playoff series and you can point to things on the Yankees, right? Like the Yankees were cruising down the stretch of the regular season, like the last 10 days of the regular season. The offense was clicking. The bullpen was, you know, everything was going well. They're winning games. They won 8 or 9 in a row to wrap up the regular season. And then sometimes you get into October, and because of the short sample size, all of a sudden a guy has a bad outing and you feel completely different about him. That's not the case with Luke Weaver. Luke Weaver's been bad for a while. And I would also disagree where, oh, well, you can't use Luke. I don't know that that's the case when it comes to Aaron Boone. Maybe it's just words, but listening to him in the postgame, they talk about how close he is. Ah, we just got to get him straightened out. You better get him straightened out, because if you don't, you'll be sitting at home very quickly. Very quickly. Let's go out to Richard is in Orlando. Richard, next up on the Fan.
Listen, we could blame Weaver all we want. Luis Gil didn't bring jack to this game today. I was so shocked. This guy wasn't even pumped for this game. He looked like he just got out of bed, give him the ball, I'm going to throw it off. This is what happened to this kid. His fastball was fly. He's throwing meatballs up there. He's hitting batters. He looked uninterested in the game. Come on, what the heck happened to this kid, man? You know, everything led to... It's disgusting what this kid brought to the plate today, man. Nothing.
Who are you talking about? Luis Gil?
Yeah, he brought nothing to the plate today. He did the right thing to take him out. Everybody could see he had jack. He wasn't doing nothing. His fastball was flat as a doornail. His curveball was all over the place. You know, when this kid is on, I've seen this kid. When this kid is on, his fastball is 98, 99. He was reaching 97, wild, maybe 98. Oh, man, I was shocked this kid wasn't even pumped for this game.
Well, I don't know that he wasn't pumped for it. I just don't think he's had a very, you know, when he had that injury to start the season in spring training and he went down, he just doesn't seem like the same guy as last year. And he was the best of the bad options today, right? With the first series going 3 games, Yankees had to start someone. It was basically between him, I guess, and Will Warren. Warren hasn't been good on the road this year. He only pitched once against the Blue Jays and got lit up in that one performance, so I don't think they want to put Will Warren in that spot, and they knew the deal when they made the deal. They knew the deal with Luis Gil, that they were going to have a very short leash, and I agree. I didn't have a problem with Aaron Boone making the decision when he did, because you want, in playoff baseball and tournament baseball, whatever you want to call it, you cannot allow the game to get away from you, and that's exactly what Aaron Boone did. 2-0, he doesn't look like he's figuring things out. It's now the third inning. Get him out of there, and let's get to the pen. Now, we might have to deal with other problems later on, but the idea is let's keep the game here and hope that at some point our offense puts up a big number, and that opportunity came in the sixth inning. So the heel decision was the right decision in theory, and it played out that way. The problem was that the offense, again, the Yankee offense, if you want to yell and scream about something and be ticked off about the Yankees, it's about the offense. They did not come through when they had the opportunity, and we have seen this time and time and time again. It's the same old song and dance.